The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Black Girl Future. The founder of the Me Too Movement International reflects on how she finds her true self in the ancestral wisdom of our greatest minds. A physicist once said that gravity is the curvature of the universe caused by massive bodies which determine the path that objects travel. When I close my eyes and replay that idea in my brain, all I see are celestial black women with our curves and body, body, body. Of course, we determine the path that objects travel. How else would they get where they are going? And we watch, mostly with wonder, often in laughter, as the deluded fall all over themselves in gratitude for this labor that has little to nothing to do with them and everything to do with how we sculpt new realities into being. As the poet Lucille Clifton taught us, out of starshine and clay, an innate power that is activated when we are seen by each other. In the 1800s, women's rights activist Maria Stewart knew she had abolitionists rushing to her side to support her message of upliftment and liberation for enslaved Africans. But she stayed focused on the daughters of Africa by declaring, O ye daughters of Africa, awake, awake, arise. No longer sleep nor slumber, but distinguish yourselves. Show forth to the world that ye are endowed with noble and exalted faculties. She knew that freedom had not just included us, but start with us and radiate out from there. Maybe she whispered it to Audre Lorde in passing, because Audre knew it too. The author and feminist gave us the words to ground us in our power when she said, we are African women, and we know in our blood's telling the tenderness with which our foremothers held each other. She knew that we are the providers of our deepest sense of safety and community and love. And if we continue to see each other, then those feelings will continuously envelop us. And so, often we have to find safety and community and love with each other, because it feels like the world we occupy in the present is hell-bent on depriving us of each of these in new and unimaginable ways every day. Octavia Butler prepared us too, because she saw what was coming and came back to seed Stacey Abrams, whose favorite book is Butler's Dawn, about a single black woman who is tasked with helping to save humanity. The thing is, we are the container from which all humanity springs. So we find ourselves saving ourselves over and over again. Black girls are magic. Like Kashawn Thompson said, that magic is woven into the fabric of our being. We are miracles of survival and sanctuary all at once. We have to remember that no matter how much they attempt to bind us to the limits of a terrestrial memory, we have to remember that none of this is new. We have been here before and left road maps. That's why Patrice Cullors said, I am hopeful for black futures, because she has seen the map. Our past dictates that we hold the line in our fights in the present, because our future depends on it. Black women know that intimately, like an oracle coven. It is a great mistake to assume the limitations often attributed to these shades of brown. Our depths are too complicated for the uninvited to navigate. The magic we conjure to, powerful for the uninitiated to comprehend. We are a celestial beings filled with truth, creativity, wisdom, devotion, pride, peace, mystery, vulnerability, love, and yes, magic. We apply balms and sweet oils on our scars and carve new pathways so that our daughters might heal and find their way back to us when they are ready. This world is not big enough to contain us, nor can it destroy us. We have been here before and will be here again, surrendering to our power and laughing at the deluded who would crush our bodies if it meant they could steal the secrets therein. We hold generations in our spines, so our walks will never be easy. But sisters, we have conquered space and time. Toni Morrison knew it when she said, truth lies in our myths, in our songs. That's where the seeds are. It is not possible to constantly hone on the crisis. You have to have the love and you have to have the magic. That's also life. Live, Black woman, live. The next article is titled, Black Women Are the Breathing Hearts Behind the Breathe Act. The conviction that the police cannot be reformed grew out of the lived experiences of Black people. Here's who is helping to lead the change. Jessica Byrd. Jessica Byrd has spent the last decade as a political strategist and capacity builder. She is one of the architects of the Movement for Black Lives Electoral Justice Project and founding partner at 3-Point Strategies, which helps elect Black women, train progressive Black candidates, and support organizations in using the ballot box to build power for working class Black families. There have always been people who conspire against Black freedom. In the 1950s, it was white crowds spitting and screaming at the first Black children integrating schools. Today, it's Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron disingenuously proclaiming the value of Black women as, in the same breath, he denies Breonna Taylor justice. The movement leaders and organizers of the Breathe Act know the objectors to our liberation come with the territory. Still, we refuse to be diminished. Dubbed the Civil Rights Act of the 21st century, this legislation proposes a clear and strategic plan for divesting from the violent police state and investing in real community safety by way of housing, health care, education, basic income, and environmental justice. As the team behind the initiative consistently highlights the failures of systemic reform, they must contend with mainstream naysayers like Don Lemon, Charles Barkley, and even Al Sharpton, who have characterized the demand to defund the police as non-strategic, unrealistic, and in the words of Barkley, crap. The idea of defunding the police is not new or naive, nor did it start with disconnected liberal elites. The conclusion that the police cannot be reformed originated in the hearts, minds, and lived experiences of Black people. The Black women who have organized their communities and amplified this call have meticulously outlined the evidence of why police reform is not a viable option. To know the truth of failed reform, we need only bear witness with the families who have lost their loved ones to police violence. To date, the BREATHE Act is the only evidence-based roadmap to transformative change. Rooted in the history of freedom fighters, the Act honors those who changed their conditions rather than catapulting to limitations placed on them. We know the lineage of those who have been hated and hunted, disparaged and maligned, and whose visions we live out today. Black people freed from chattel slavery, Black queer people out and proud, Black activists leading the charge. We are not cosplaying melanin for Twitter clout. We have spent our lives building community, organizations, and strategies for social change, and our demands will not be delegitimized. Our demand for safety must not be limited to cisgender, heterosexual men, but must include all Black women, Indigenous people, queer people, gender non-conforming people, and people living on the disability spectrum. We must believe in our possibilities and take our direction from Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, and Fannie Lou Hamer, who said, "If I fall, I'll fall 5 feet, 4 inches forward in the fight for freedom. I am not backing off." Number one, Mr. Bowers. Mr. Bowers is the founder of Bowers Consulting Firm, a fully integrated political consulting agency whose mission is to support progressive campaigns tackling the biggest political challenges facing society today. In addition to his work for the Movement for Black Lives Matter on the BREATHE Act, he has nearly a decade's experience in developing and implementing community outreach programs and movements. He does this work in honor of his brother, Donald. Two, Patrice Cullors. Patrice Cullors is an artist and organizer, co-creator of the viral hashtag Black Lives Matter, and an executive director of the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation. She is also the founder of the Los Angeles-based organization Dignity and Power Now, and has been on the front lines of criminal justice reform for more than 20 years. She does this work for queer Black girls everywhere. Number three, Monifa Bandel. Monifa Bandel is the Chief Operating Officer of Time's Up Now and the Time's Up Foundation. She is a co-founder of the Black August Hip Hop Project. She has more than two decades of experience in policy analysis, communications and civic engagement, organizing, and she currently serves on the leadership team of the Movement for Black Lives Policy Table. She does this work for her daughters. Number four, Ashley Woodard Henderson. Ashley Woodard Henderson is the first Black woman co-executive director of the Highlander Research and Education Center. She is a longtime activist who has done work in movements fighting for workers, for reproductive justice, for LGBTQIA plus folks, for environmental justice, and more. She does this work for the South. Number five, Alicia Garza. Alicia Garza is the founder and principal of the Black Futures Lab, the co-founder of Supermajority, the co-creator of hashtag Black Lives Matter, and the co-founder of the Black Lives Matter Global Network. She's an innovator, a strategist, and the author of The Purpose of Power, How We Come Together When We Fall Apart. She does this work for her mom. T. McHarris. T. McHarris is the co-founder of Blackbird, which focuses on long-term building of movements for justice. In addition to her work with the Movement for Black Lives, she has over 15 years of experience in policy and advocacy work, and has spent her career challenging unjust imprisonment of people and their communities. She does this work for her ancestors. Tiffany Flowers, number 7. Tiffany Flowers is the campaign director of the Front Line. She previously served as organizing director at United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Local 400, where she had a lead role in unionizing Bernie Sanders' 2020 presidential campaign staff and negotiating its historic contract. She does this work for her grandmother, Dorothy Wrighton, and Annie Jean Flowers. Number 8, Nina Smith. Nina Smith has over 15 years of experience in political communications, campaigns, and brand development. A senior communications strategist, she has spent years providing low-cost services to progressive movements and causes. She does this work for her people. Number 9, Olka Balde. Olka Balde, author and curator of this photojournalism project, is an environmental advocate and anti-police brutality activist, currently serving as the communications manager for the Essie Justice Group. She does this work in honor of women like Joanne Robinson. Number 10, Winter Daggs. Winter Daggs is the executive assistant and special projects fellow at Essie Justice Group. In her work, Winter organizes Black feminist study groups and helps steer organizational strategy. She does this work for her incarcerated loved ones. Carl K. Carl K. is an organizer, a trainer, and the deputy director of organizing at Blackbird, where he works with grassroots organizations across the country and the world to strengthen social movements. He does this work for his mother. Number 12, Thea Sebastian. Thea Sebastian is a civil rights lawyer and the director of policy at Civil Rights Corps. She is a graduate of Harvard College, Oxford University, and Harvard Law School, where she founded the Social Enterprise Law Association and co-founded a Conversation on Race Discussion series. She does this work for the South Bronx Middle School students. She taught math, ELA, and social studies. Number 13, Felicia Gomez. Felicia Gomez is the senior policy associate at Essie Justice Group. She is a policy professional and campaign strategist with more than 8 years of experience, specializing in the criminal legal system and immigrant rights. She does this work for her family. 14, Lily B. Lily B is a criminal legal reform advocate and abolitionist. She is a policy associate at Civil Rights Corps and does this work for her neighbors. Number 15, Veronica Flores. Veronica Flores is a co-founder of the Center for Advancing Innovative Policy. She has led national policy and movement building work at the intersections of immigrants' rights, healthcare access, Young Parenthood, Police Accountability, and LGBTQ Liberation. She does this work for those she loves. 16. Isha Pandit. Isha Pandit is a co-founder of the Center for Advancing Innovative Policy and a co-founder of South Asian Youth in Houston. She is a writer and activist who has led policy, program, and communications work for national and international movements in the name of human rights, reproductive justice, and ending violence against women, girls, and LGBTQIA people. She does this work in honor of the freedom fighters. 17. Gina Clayton Johnson. Gina Clayton Johnson is the central architect of the Breathe Act and the founder and executive director of the SC Justice Group, a network of women and gender nonconforming people with incarcerated loved ones who are working to end the harm caused by mass incarceration. She does this work in honor of her great-grandmother, Essie Bailey, and all Black folks' liberatory lineage. The Breathe Act. The Breathe Act is the only comprehensive piece of federal legislation that meets the demands of those rising against police and state violence. You can find the text of the full bill at breatheact.org. The next article is titled, The Art of the Pivot. E-Suite, the place for entrepreneurs and senior-level women in business, returned with Art of the Pivot 2020, was full of setbacks and losses. E-Suite gave us a space to talk lessons learned and how to move forward with your business and career. Sponsored by Advancing Black Pathways, Chase for Business, Shea Moisture, and Walmart. Number one, career and leadership development coach Kimberly B. Cummings not only hosted this edition of E-Suite, Art of the Pivot, but shared level up tips for professionals in breaking down how to network smarter. Number two, Walmart teamed up with the actress and social media influencer Jasmine Love for a funny sketch on how to put your best foot forward when interviewing virtually. Three, Tosh Earnest, head of Wealth Advancing Black Pathways, J.P. Morgan Chase. LaVonda Davis, Vice President, Business Relationship Manager, Chase for Business. And Kane Ayo Owizim, Vice President, Business Relationship Manager, Chase for Business, sat down with Pauline, founder and CEO of Mocktail Club. Taisha Summers, co-founder of Spin Dep, and Alicia Scott, founder of Range Beauty and Reclaim the Future, presented by Advancing Black Entrepreneurs by Chase for Business. Four, Morgan Smith Williams, Chief Creative Officer at 1580 River Creative, and N. Tolbert, founder of The Hire Black, gave us an enlightening discussion on how to ensure that your worth is being appropriately leveraged and acknowledged by prospective employers during times of career transition. In The Perfect Pivot, Leveraging Your Worth During Times of Transition. Creatively Speaking is the title of the next article. On March 13, 2020, we were scheduled to photograph Tiana Paris for her role in the sure-to-be-a-summer hit Candyman. Instead, we were forced to cancel the shoot because entire cities were shutting down. Schools, offices, restaurants, everything. the coronavirus had arrived in America, and life as we knew it was about to change. As a media company, Essence's crushing halt came in the form of staff furloughs. A small but mighty team made adjustments so our storytelling would not suffer. For cover shoots, we transitioned to fewer people on set and hangar-sized studios. However, while we planned this issue, a tightening of social distancing restrictions in Los Angeles required us to rethink how we would photograph the cast of Coming to America, a multiple cover moment we had been crafting for over a year. Creative director Nia Lawrence and contributing senior photo editor Tracy Woods came up with a COVID-proof plan for safely capturing Eddie Murphy with his daughter and film co-star Bella Murphy at their home with art direction from legendary photographer Kay Alston via Zoom. Rising photographer Alex Hunley snapped Arsenio Hall and Kiki Lane at LA area hotels and Jermaine Fowler against a green oasis in his backyard. Even under restrictions, these Black creatives did not sacrifice their art, nor did the many others we highlight throughout this issue. Singer-turned-actress Andra Day speaks of playing her muse, Billie Holiday, while musician Jasmine Sullivan shares how she pushed past boundaries on her current album. Academy Award winner Barry Jenkins, who's finishing up his series adaptation of The Underground Railroad, recalls giving himself permission to learn his craft on his terms. Creativity also abounds in how some of us saved our businesses or reimagined self-care through tending plants. They remind us that we can all be powerfully inspired by the spark of change, which, in the midst of uncertainty, is one reason for joy. Have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.